This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Providing health care in remote areas poses a special challenge. Distant hospitals and scarce doctors can create a situation where minor health problems can become life-threatening. Well, that's also the situation in some underserved city neighborhoods. Here in Los Angeles, some doctors are using the internet to try to solve that problem. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
South Central Los Angeles is known for a lot of things, but abundance of medical care is not one of them. Ophthalmologist Richard Baker consults at King Drew Medical Center. It's one of the so-called safety net hospitals in L.A. County, designated to provide health care for a huge underserved population. Dr. Baker's familiar with the challenge of trying to meet the community's needs.
That area is one of the most densely populated areas in the Los Angeles County. It has the highest rate of mortality, death rate, the highest rate of morbidity from virtually every single disease. Lowest socioeconomic status, lowest density of physicians, and lowest density of specialists. So it's truly an area of tremendous need.
So safety net facilities like Drew are critical to the area. But because the hospital is so heavily used, the wait for an appointment at one of its many clinics can run up to 6 months. Once inside, patients wait for hours for a chance to be seen for everything from minor ailments to life-threatening illnesses. And by the time some patients are seen, their diseases have progressed to the advanced stage. Richard Baker.
We saw that diabetic patients that came to us, 60% of them had some evidence of eye disease that we can measure. And 40% of them had eye disease so severe that they required immediate treatment or accelerated follow-up or referral to someone else. And a full 7% of those individuals were legally blind at time of us first seeing them.
So in 1996, Rick Baker and a group of colleagues decided it would be smarter to bring doctors to patients that needed them so they could treat diseases before they became acute and expensive.
Mary Henry Telemedicine.
The Mary B. Henry Telemedicine Clinic is one of three telemedicine centers of excellence established by the Drew Doctors in partnership with Los Angeles County. In 1996, an initial center was established in a Long Beach housing project. 3 years later, another was opened in mostly Latino East Los Angeles. The Mary Henry Center has been in operation since 2000. Outside, traffic roars down Vermont Avenue. Inside, the sunny rooms are cool and quiet. The patient waiting area, a converted living room, has comfortable chairs, stacks of current magazines, and a corner filled with a tumble of colorful children's toys. Rick Baker proudly gives the house tour.
As you'll notice, it's very homey. I mean, hardwood floors is very inviting. This is the type of place that everyone would want to go. So this is a first choice place rather than a last resort place.
In the back, two examination rooms are ready for patients. A technician demonstrates how one of the Mary Henry physicians can make initial contact with a specialist for a long distance diagnosis.
See, generally we type like whatever the IP address.
Using a small internet camera, the doctor and patient are able to see each other in real time. The doctor has access to patient data, scans, and x-rays in the same way. Rochelle Turner is the physician assistant at Mary Henry. After nurses in the front office record a patient's vital signs, Rochelle takes over.
Does your ear hurt?
Well, it just feels kind of warm.
There it is. You see it? There's your eardrum.
She says how patients react to the notion of consultation by computer sometimes depends on their age.
The younger ones are more fascinated, the older ones are more intimidated because they're not used to computers. It wasn't a part of their era. But younger people, they're like, oh, okay. They know, they're familiar with the computer, they're just not familiar with the telemedicine component.
Even for older patients, it's worth working through the unease with the new technology to avoid the considerable hassle of getting to a doctor otherwise. Patricia Tucker found out about Mary Henry when the clinic had flyers placed on residents' front doors. Its convenient location lured her in.
Me not having a car, this is very convenient for me to get here because I got two granddaughters that I'm keeping. And see, I work down the street, and then I said, that office, where are you guys located at? Right here on Vermont.
Mrs. Tucker but 7-year-old Aziana, one of her two granddaughters, for a telemedicine consultation with a dermatologist when the little girl's hair began falling out. That problem was solved, and Patricia Tucker's family now uses the center for its primary medical needs. She says her girls like everything about the clinic, except getting shots. Dr. Zylina Bean is the clinic's pediatrician. A small woman with a direct manner, Dr. Bean says the clinic sees many primary care patients each day, but the patients requiring telemedicine consultations are booked at careful intervals.
We try to keep it to a very small number of patients because we want to give them the kind of attention that is required for a often complex problem.
That shortened wait time can be vital. A couple of years ago, Dr. Rick Baker says, a young woman came to one of the telemedicine clinics complaining of headaches and vision problems. After several visits to the eye doctor, a physician's assistant alerted a specialist across town who examined her via internet cam and then urged her to come into the office. It turned out she had a brain tumor. They operated, and she's doing fine today. Most examples are not so dramatic. Dr. Lorraine Williams-Smith is an ear, nose, and throat doctor. She uses telemedicine to examine patients from her office at King Drew Medical Center. She says the process can help her to decide when to suggest antibiotics.
And in this era where we have a lot of increasing resistance, this really helps because the otolaryngologist or the head and neck surgeon can actually take a look at the ear canal and the tympanic membrane and make a much more clear diagnosis for the primary care physician.
Smith acknowledges the irony of having to use a diagnostic method in the densely populated inner city that is more frequently used for patients in remote areas. But for her, that's secondary to telemedicine's necessity.
Having worked at the King Drew Medical Center for several years, you know, I've seen patients who have either lived right within the area, within miles of the hospital, and have never gone to see a physician, or have never been referred on to see a specialist, and have come up with problems that could have been easily diagnosed or treated at much earlier stages.
A telemedicine computer setup cost about $50,000. But seeing patients before small medical problems become large ones is something that Rick Baker is betting the government will eventually sign on to.
The business model is such that, no, we can increase access, increase quality, and cut costs.
That's Rick Baker's ultimate goal. In the future, he'd like to see several clinics in neighborhoods like his in urban areas nationwide. But at the moment, the three telemedicine centers in Los Angeles County's inner city are fully subscribed. Dr. Baker looks forward to the day when other centers can help share the load. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.
And you can see photos of telemedicine at work at our website, npr.org.